Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome to the zone. You're on the home zone with on 1450 WHT, Holland's hometown station. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. So, it's the 29th today on the big show. We've got a lot going on. We're talking about foreclosures, hot deals or hot messes. I've probably got the best team of people to talk about foreclosures in Western Michigan by far. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to who we got here. On the phone, we have what I would consider one of the premier agents with respect to foreclosures. He's done it for a long time. He's got an impeccable reputation. It's David Brooks III. Are you there, David? Not yet. Okay. Okay. Well, David will be on in just a second. And then we also have Ryan Fogg from ABI Inspection Services. And we have Josh Smith from the Front Porch Group. And then, David, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Now, you missed it. I said all kinds of great and wonderful things about you. Your assistant said for every compliment you were going to send me a dollar, so just so you know, there was about 45 of them in there. David, we're glad you're there. Sorry about the little mix-up there, a little technical glitch, but that's the fun of doing live radio. So, David, as I had said, really, you are one of the really foremost experts when it comes to foreclosed properties. How long, just to give the folks a little bit of a background, how long have you been dealing with foreclosed homes and representing folks?
My real estate career started in 1987. First full year was 88. And I started doing foreclosures in 2001. And my first year, I sold about 75 homes, bank-owned properties, and then it quickly doubled and multiplied, quadrupled, and I average about 400 to 500 closed bank properties per year.
Okay, so that would be more than a few. So, David, who we have on with us, we have Josh Smith from the Front Porch Group and then Ryan Fogg. Josh is a renovator and then Ryan's a home inspector. So just so you know the panel that we have. And what we're really talking about is foreclosures. Are they a hot deal or are they a hot mess? So my question to you, David, because basically you're going to be really the expert on this. Are there some foreclosed homes in your experience that aren't necessarily a good deal? Because I believe that a lot of people, the minute a home gets tagged as a foreclosure, people think, it's a foreclosure. It's a great deal. I don't care what the price point is. It's a good deal because it's a foreclosure. Would you say that that's accurate in your opinion?
It's all about location, number one, just as with anything. It's location, location, location. That's the first thing. Secondly, it's the overall condition of the property. As you know, with a foreclosed property, there's deferred maintenance issues. Just about every single one, I would say 9 out of 10. You either have some form of deferred maintenance. Sometimes it's more serious of nature. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can have a very nice house and the mortgager decides to leave and he doesn't contact the utility companies, and lo and behold, we know what happens. We've got frozen pipes, the heat's not on, and you know, frozen pipes aren't as big of a deal as busted pipes. At least if the pipes are frozen and if the water is contained, you can do some type of controlled de-thaw. But if you've got busted pipes, that's probably the number one problem that I see if that house has sat vacant for a while. Obviously, if there's water infiltration in the home, we know where that goes, and that leads to discoloration and mold.
Okay, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit because we have our home inspector and our renovator here, but those are all really great points. Now, David, as you know, our show is sponsored by Art Realty, the good local company here in Zeeland, and I know they're one of your favorites, especially because they're allowing you to be on the show, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, perfect. There's a shameless plug there for Steve and the guys. But as really, like I said, as a foreclosure expert, do you think that buyers should be aware? Because I know that sometimes buyers are a little bit hesitant, like foreclosed properties, some of the banks won't accept like an FHA or a normal FHA loan. Do you find that that's true, or do you find like really just case-by-case per property?
It's case-by-case per property. First of all, having the right team, the right professionals, and I'll throw a softball there over to Josh because that's exactly what he does. If there's a home that has deferred maintenance, let's say it is bank-owned and the bank says no FHA, if you have the group, if you have the right team, the right professionals, you can get an FHA 203K and sometimes even a 203B. So the rule of thumb is banks don't want to do FHA loans because it's sold as is. There's no disclosure statements. There's no previously known condition about the property. So banks are hesitant to commit to having to do repairs on a property.
Okay, and if you have professionals like the ones at, oh, let's say Jeff Potter at North Point Bank that can do a 203K, and then we have Josh at the Front Porch Group that can take care of it, Ryan inspects it, Art, you know what, David, you list it, Art sells it. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a great, it's a lot of love here in the Tulip City. We got to go to a break, folks. We'll be back here. You're on the Home Zone on WHTC 1450, Holland's hometown station.
Just because a company is fairly new, it doesn't mean the people aren't experienced. For example, the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan was formed in 2008. However, thanks to a series of mergers and acquisitions, their heritage can be traced back over 100 years. In fact, more than 65% of their staff has 10 or more years of experience. This continuity of people, systems, and collective experience provides the foundation for excellence that customers have come to expect from the TransNation Title Agency. And it isn't just their staff that's experienced. As a title brokerage, they work with a variety of companies to get the best prices and policies from some of the strongest names in the country, including Commonwealth Land Title, Fidelity National Title, First American Title, Old Republic Title, Stuart Little, and WFG Title. Combine that with their local and regional knowledge, and you get unbeatable service. That's the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan at 347 Settlers Road in Holland. Call 616-392-3241 or click transmi.com.
Hey, hey, you're back at 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member, FDIC. We have David Brooks III on. We're also with Josh Smith and Ryan Fogg sitting in talking about foreclosures, hot deals, or hot messes. David, are you back with us?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, we have Dave. David's actually in Novi today. He has an office in Novi and in Grand Rapids. So we've got him on the phone. He's not in the studio with us today. But, again, we sure appreciate you taking the time because 400 transactions a year, you are a busy, busy, busy guy. So let's talk about this, David. If you would, give me just three things that you tell your clients to look for when they're buying. And I know we probably talked a little bit about location, but if we can just summarize it into David Brooks III's top three things to tell folks when they're looking at buying a foreclosed home, what would those be?
Going back to, okay, let's not say location. Number one, I would say functionality. You've got to have a functional home, something that is updated. You don't want to, you know, ideally you don't want to purchase a home that has a lot of deferred maintenance. So needs to be functional, needs to flow. The floor plan should be not obsolete, and it should be something that you can grow into. Obviously, if you're planning for family or kids, or if you might even have parents that need to move in with you, it would be nice to have something that's going to be functional and flow. Secondly, you know, make sure that you do know at least the history on the home. You want to get a home inspection. If you purchase a property, you know, as is, with a bank, you can still do a home inspection. Typically, you'll have anywhere between 5 to 10 days to actually have a professional such as Ryan Fogg. You can hire him. He can look at it. One of the things with foreclosures is water filtration, infiltration. That's probably the biggest issue that I see. Sometimes there's telltale signs if you go in the basement. You can see that there might be a high watermark in the basement, believe it or not. You can kind of look at around the edges of the perimeter. If there was ever water in that home, you would be able to see if there was watermarks or signs either on the furnace or on the water heater. And then sometimes even there might be dry rot in the 2x4s. Important piece is make sure that it's marketable. You want to have a home that if you think of it this way, a home is an investment. So if you're buying a property, obviously, as I work with investors, I always say that you make money when you buy your home. So you have to buy it right. So buy it right, and then if you need to sell it, you'll be able to do so.
Okay.
So those would be the three.
That makes sense, definitely. Buy it right with, say, a great agency like the Art Realty Agency at Zila, all of David Brooks' properties that are listed, and there you go. So now, David, you're doing something that is really unique, and I wanted to just take a few seconds to talk about it because these online auctions have become more and more popular nowadays. And to be honest with you, I myself probably don't have the best opinion of them because I truly believe that with the way that some of these are set up, you lose the personal touch. I'm a firm believer in having a real estate expert that you can talk to, that you can sit down, have a cup of coffee with, that's in a local area, be part of a transaction. So that's why like an Art Realty or Brooks Real Estate Group, that's why it's so important, and there's a ton of value in that. With the online auction, that's not really the case. However, you now, if you want to just do a quick plug, are going to be starting out your own online auction. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely. Online as well as ballroom. The concept is really exciting. This will have definitely the methodology to revolutionize the way that auctions are being done with local real estate agents. First of all, I am starting a division in Brooks Real Estate Group. It's realestateauctions.com. The properties will be listed in the MLS. They will be available online for a reserve auction. So if the bottom line is if there's an offer that comes in prior to the ballroom event, that offer would be submitted. All offers are submitted to the seller via online, and if it's a price that he likes, he accepts it. If he doesn't like it, he goes to the big ball, to the big dance.
Okay.
And it's a 13-week campaign, so every quarter we'll have a ballroom event, not just in Grand Rapids, but also in Novi, Detroit, and also throughout the state of Michigan. We'll have regional auctions. So every quarter, there'll be a ballroom event, and they will be listed in the MLS prior to the actual event.
Okay, and do these go till midnight? Is it like Cinderella being at the ball and until midnight? Or I'm just kidding.
Well, the way it works is with the campaign, every quarter we'll have an auction campaign. So it's 13 weeks, and we do tons of advertising, and we call it guerrilla marketing. With some of the regional events, we'll have billboards, radio and television spots, social media, a very vast social media network, and also it'll be exposed not only locally through the MLS, but it'll also be on all the auction channels with realestateauctions.com. So everyone will see it regionally, they'll see it in the state, they'll see it nationally and internationally as well. So prior to the ballroom event, there'll be a series of open houses 2-3 weeks before the actual event. Then the last week, 7 days prior to the event, then what would happen is the online would go away a couple of days before and prior to the actual event.
Okay, so I just want to just kind of summarize this. So the good thing about this is you're bringing houses that normally wouldn't be on the MLS to the MLS, so it's given a lot more clients access to it. And if I'm a customer, I can have, like I said, at Steve or Ryan or Laura, one of the guys at Art Realty, there can be my agent, and we basically bid on the property with your real estate group. Is that kind of, that's correct, right? You can have your own buyer's agent?
Yep, absolutely, and that's one of the revolutionary things about the local auction concept of having it with realtors is there's tons of advantages for cooperating brokers. Number one, the co-op broker does get paid at closing. They get the actual percentage that is in the MLS. The problem with auctions right now is, as you said, Jeff, that these are not local companies. They come in and they come from out of the state. And basically they ask us, well, tell me about this property. What do you know about it? Give me the information. And then they take it. They do whatever they need to do. And then guess what? They leave. They're gone. So with this concept, the local agent, you know, obviously has his own reputation. He has everything, you know, to gain.
Right, exactly. Now, David, we're going to have to cut into a commercial here. Why don't you give that website one more time?
RealEstateAuctions.com, RealEstateAuctions.com.
Okay, hey, you're on 1450 WHTC, Highlands Hometown Station, the Home Zone. We'll be back in just a few moments. All righty, you're back on the Zone, the Home Zone, 1450 WHTC, Highlands Hometown Station. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We're on with David Brooks, Josh Smith, and Ryan Frog. David, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, David, that kind of wraps up what we need to kind of talk about with you. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. You're welcome to stay on the line or go ahead and go on to your next appointment, but we're going to kind of move on and talk about once we have a property picked up. So, again, you're welcome to pipe in if you'd like or whatever you want. All right, buddy?
All right. Hey, appreciate everyone. And I do want to say thank you so much to my awesome team. They're in both my locations in Granville and Novi. Couldn't do it without you.
All right, David, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Okay, so now, Ryan, Josh, so we have the property picked out. Here's a question that I have for both of you. Do you ever look in the refrigerator of a foreclosed home? Just out of a curious nature.
Absolutely not.
No, we got Josh never, Ryan never.
As the inspection, we have to look, and we usually regret it.
Okay, there you go. So just, if you learn nothing from today's show, never look in the refrigerator. All right, so anyway, so really, now the process is this. We've got our house. All right, and then we call Ryan at ABI, and we set up a home inspection. And Ryan, all right, so you go out and kind of give us on your foreclosed homes kind of what you do and what you look for and that kind of stuff.
Sure. The inspection covers all the physical attributes of the house. So when it comes to foreclosures, what we really find is similar to what David had mentioned is deferred maintenance. You have to imagine that the current occupants have not been making their mortgage payment for anywhere from 0 to 3 years. And what would you do and what would show up in your house if you didn't touch it for 3 years? So we see a lot of water consistent issues. Water is our main one. Water can kind of manifest itself in several different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mold, mildew,
right.
Rot.
It actually sounds like my daughter's bedroom because I know she doesn't try to clean that in like 3 years. No, so a lot of just nasty stuff.
Well, pipes, a lot of deferred maintenance.
Okay. Yeah, it's another word for really nasty stuff. But here's the beautiful thing. Just because you may have some deferred maintenance, it doesn't mean that these places are beyond repair or dumps, correct?
Oh, not even close. The maintenance doesn't mean that the home was built poorly initially. There have been a lot of phenomenal foreclosures that have deferred maintenance that are very well-built quality homes.
Okay. So do you ever see, like, rats or snakes in there?
Yes.
Okay. We're not really going to go down there. It's just kind of a scary thing. But here's the thing now, Josh. We're going to bring you on. Josh Smith, the Front Porch Group, the renovators to the stars, if you will, the 203K. 203K. And by the way, for you listeners, a 203K is an FHA loan that allows for renovations. So you can literally buy a home, do up to $35,000 with improvements, and add that into your mortgage. If you have questions on that, you're welcome to call me offline at 616-726-5590 or email me at jeff.potter@northpoint.com. But again, let's put aside the lending perspective. And Josh, if you walk into one of these hot messes and we want to turn it into a diamond, what do we do? How do we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of these properties are in pretty rough shape, as we've kind of talked about. Some of them aren't, but what our we consider ourselves a specialty general contractor, and we focus on a really tight niche. We only do renovations and repairs that are part of a home purchase, and we only work with home buyers, lenders, and real estate agents that are doing an FHA 203K renovation or other renovation loan funded project. So our role is basically to take these properties that you know, are vacant, blighted, foreclosed, you know, in rough shape.
That have snakes.
That have snakes, right. or whatever it may be, and turn them around into a house that makes sense and that buyers, you know, wanna renovate and get some of these deficiencies, if you will, corrected.
Okay. So what are some of the cool stuff? And, of course, I know this, but let's tell the people. What are some of the cool stuff that you can do, like things that you can renovate on some of these homes? What are some of the main items that you generally do?
Yeah, it really spans across the board, right? Some people say, hey, you know, this property is in really rough shape, Josh. We just want you to get it up to par, meaning the roof is leaking, there's water coming in, the basement's leaking, that's an issue, and we need windows. Some people are, you know what, actually the property's in pretty good shape. We just need a new roof. Other than that, the previous owners left it in great shape. But you know what? The kitchen's really ugly. We don't like that kitchen. Let's put in a whole new kitchen.
Yeah. So with a new refrigerator.
With a new refrigerator, okay, of course. So it kind of varies on what we do. But as far as the FHA 203K or other renovation loan programs, I mean, pretty much the sky's the limit, or you know, the door's open for pretty much any opportunity to do renovations to the home.
And I mean, you know, again, now because he is sitting next to you and he'd probably punch you in the arm, but no, all honesty, do you see the value in the home inspection? And do you think, I mean, do you
absolutely
think?
I recommend everybody get a home inspection. That's a good question, Jeff. A lot of people, you know, when they know that, hey, this place is in rough shape and we're going to do a renovation loan, a lot of times they call me you know, say, hey, will you do the inspection too? Or, you know, is what you do when you come over, Josh, and take a look at and put the scope of work together a home inspection? And I say, absolutely not. Home inspector, you know, crawls in the crawl space, gets up in the attic, climbs on the roof, does a 10,000 times deeper inspection walkthrough that I do. And these, you know, the home inspections that Ryan does is they're amazing, and they're a lot deeper than what we would do as a contractor.
Okay. Well, folks, we're actually coming to the end of our show. We never have enough time. But what I want to do, Ryan, if you would, give your information, website, everything, then Josh, go ahead and come back and wrap her up.
Sure. ABIinspectionservices.com. And you can always call the office if you're looking for more information, 396-9659.
All right. And our website, the easiest one is think203k.com. That's think203k.com. You can also reach us via phone at 616-299-8541.
All righty. And I want to just, again, always thank our sponsors, Art Realty in Zealand, Transnation Title, two local companies. We could not do what we do without you guys. Again, we appreciate you. You guys are professionals. You do a great job, but we sure appreciate your support. Now, if you have questions about the 203K, you can email me at jeff.potter@northpoint.com, or just give me a call at 616-726-5590. You're on The Zone, The Home Zone, Holland's hometown station, 1450 WHTC. We're going to see you next Tuesday. It'll be right smack dab in the middle of tulip time, so we'll all have our wooden shoes. So thanks for being on The Home Zone. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We'll Thanks for joining time. Us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank and equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.